Hey, I'm going to turn this on.
Is it going to start recording right away?
Yeah.
So, like, when?
So, you're recording now.
Oh, hello.
Hello. It's me.
Is
it we? So, we're in the car.
Yeah, on our way to Portland.
Yeah, and we're very close. It's an 18-ish hour drive.
Yeah.
And we're on probably hour 15 and change.
Yes.
Almost 16. So we're, you know, that's our excuse for whatever comes next. Yeah, a little punchy perhaps. So some of you might remember that Ian and I one time, this is probably in the first dozen episodes, did a very long podcast where we were moving him from, I think it was when he moved from Greeley to Prescott, Arizona. And we each came up with, I think it was 50 questions, you know, to go. So he asked me 50 questions. I asked him 50 questions. I can't remember if we both answered. I meant to listen to that to be like,
how
mostly
did this go?
To mine it for questions. And so then Poon Master Flex and I decided to do the same thing.
But we got it went to like a little, 25
yeah,
each.
I think there's 50 total questions.
Okay.
So I think that if there's a good question of yours for me that you have a good answer for or want to answer, you should.
Okay.
Or I might say, like, well, what's your answer to that question?
Okay.
Same goes for me.
Yes.
Also, we had a rule at that time, and I don't think we really used it, but if there's something you don't want to answer for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
you can just, you get like 5 passes.
Okay.
So you probably won't need them, but that's enough to feel, you know, good about. Some of us have lives outside of this. I don't, obviously, but some of us, I mean, there's 2 of us. So when I say some of us, obviously that means you.
Yes.
Have a life outside of this, you know, if you don't want to say
share
something.
Some answers, yeah.
Yeah. Should we start with a you or a me?
I don't care.
All right, I'm going to start with a me.
Okay.
Okay. My first question for you, now that we're moving out of our apartment, if you'd explain just a little bit of background on Slobulus and Globulus.
Oh, man.
And I'd like to hear your ultimate theory on, like, what's the deal with them? Like, what's going on?
Okay, so Slobulus and Globulus are this couple.
Sure.
We're assuming, okay, it's a male and female, and Globulus is the girl, and Slobulus is the man.
Yeah.
And Peter remembers this because Globulus starts with a G, as does girl.
Yep.
And I remember this because Globulus looks much more like a glob than Slobulus.
Okay.
Anyway, so we've always see them together.
Yes.
And have always speculated, like, are they dating? Are they friends, like, who live in the building? Like, how did this evolve?
And let me just provide a little more background.
Yeah.
We've talked about them on the show, but basically it's this couple who, anytime you leave our apartment building, is outside smoking and, like, playing casino games on their phone and stuff.
With the volume turned up all the way.
Yes. And when I say anytime, I mean, like, I will come home at 2 a.m. after drinking or something. See, I'm already like, if there's anything you don't want to share, and I'm like, I come home super late, smashed. They'll be outside doing this. I go to work in the morning, you know, and it's like 7:45 on a Friday, out doing the same thing.
Yeah. Are they out there when you go to work on, like, normal day,
yes.
like 10 a.m.?
Yeah. If I go at 10, they're out there.
Yes,
so
same. She's out there when I go.
She's always out
yes.
there. He is hit or miss.
Yes.
Okay.
And also, well, last night we came home, and it was like 9:30, and they were outside by the cars, and I just don't, like, I don't get it. Anyway.
Well, you know what else is weird about them a little bit? Only recently, so I've lived at where we're living on and off for like 3 years. 3 out of the last 4 years or something like that.
Yeah.
Only recently, and this is somebody I see at least twice a day.
Yes.
I mean, 4 or 5 times a day on the weekend, because basically it's like, these are the unofficial doormen of our building.
But they don't open the door.
No.
And they're not friendly.
That's the thing, is they won't even acknowledge
no.
you. And like, she has recently, once in a while, you know, will like look up and kind of do like a head nod like, hey. He has never,
no.
ever. There's another guy, too, who's there more recently.
Yeah.
Who also
who's, like,
will
reading
not look
and smoking
up.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah, and he will not look up and just be like, hey, how's it going? Which I'm not saying, like, you gotta acknowledge every person that goes by, but we live in the same fucking building.
Right.
And I see Slobulous and Globulous and this other dude more than I see my mom.
That's very
by
true.
By a long shot.
That's not even an exaggeration.
Anyway, okay.
Okay, so speculate about them.
Like, what's your theory on their, like, work/life situation?
Okay, well, they're clearly dating.
Okay.
But I think they're, oh, gosh, I don't know. They could just be, like, weird roommates. Like, did you ever see Bridesmaids?
Yep.
Okay,
and it's
like the brother,
like,
sister.
Brother, sister, yes. Yeah.
They could very much be that. But, like, I don't know. I think I've seen them kiss, maybe. Maybe I'm imagining
this.
No,
come on.
I don't know. I think that they've been, like, I don't know. I think that they're dating, but they're, like, weird.
Okay.
And they just sit next to one another, and, like, there's no sort of communication or, like, I don't know, no intimacy or, like, hey, I acknowledge you as a person.
That's the thing, right? Because it's, like, they could easily be dating.
Yeah.
Okay, I've never seen anything to make me think they're specifically not dating. I've never seen anything to make me specifically think they are dating. Other than the sheer amount of time they spend together.
I'm pretty confident they're dating, but you would never, like, I mean, yeah, it took us years to figure that out.
Right.
Because of the way they interact with one, or don't interact with one another.
Yeah.
And then the work, okay, so he works at, like, a pet store.
Yeah. Not just a normal pet store,
no,
though.
Very
like one
specific,
that has,
like
reptile spiders
fish.
And reptile. Yeah.
Yeah.
The kind of, you know what kind of pets they sell? I call this the, 90s kids movie bully pet store. So in other words, like, you have a 90s kids movie, and, like, the older brother in Home Alone, what kind of pet does he have? Tarantula.
Yes.
You know, asshole kid, you know, Budnick from Salute Your Shorts probably has some kind of fucking lizard or a scorpion or something at home.
Yeah.
That's the kind of pets they... And also, like, tropical fish, which lately, I don't know what this is, lately I've had a real... bone to pick with people who are into, like, having an aquarium at home.
Okay.
I just think it's a colossal waste of money. And, like, how do you spend your whole life creating an environment for, like, a fish?
Well, we had these really rich, fancy friends in Hawaii, and they had this giant aquarium, and then they had this massive house with this really open floor plan, and they had, like, these floating wood staircase stairs, uh-huh, like, over the aquarium. It was so snazzy.
Now, here's the thing, though. I'm willing to put some money on they weren't fucking cleaning that tank.
No,
like,
I'd be really
that's somebody surprised. Who has somebody come over and, like,
yes,
maintain everything.
Yes.
That I get. Because you're like, well, this is another, you know, I can just throw money into this.
Yeah.
And then just look at these fish once in a while and be like, look at that.
It was so pretty.
There's fish in there.
Yeah. But I don't, okay, so back to him. I don't think, I, like, just imagine him as, like, a middle school, junior high student. Like, that is, like, the vibe I get from him as far as maturity.
Uh-huh.
And I think, so I can't imagine him working there full time. I think this is, like, a part-time gig.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what else, like, I want to say he works for Blockbuster, but those don't exist anymore.
But that's what
But, like, yeah, like, a video store, too.
All right.
Like, these weird, odd job part-time things that are very niche market, and, like,
yes,
how does the store you work at still exist?
No, I can totally picture him working at, like, a video store,
yes,
15 years ago.
Yes.
And it's like he's real proud of his picks,
yeah,
that are up on, you know, his employee picks. He's like, oh, you got to check out this Tarantino movie, or like, this is what Tarantino watched that kind of inspired his last movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then her, I just, like, have no clue.
What her, like, work situation
yes.
is.
She, because she stays home. I mean, she has to stay home every day. I really don't think she leaves.
I can't imagine. If she's gone, it's got to be between the hours of, like, 3 a.m. and 7 a.m.
Or, like, noon to 3.
Yeah. But it's got to be a very short time period, and it's got to be a weird time period. But
and
I've never seen her. She's never, like,
she doesn't
walking
drive.
Out to a car
no,
with,
he,
like, a briefcase.
No, we've seen them, he's driving.
Yeah.
Which further makes me think they're dating.
Well, she's never wearing clothes
no.
that I would describe
she
as
wears this
work
like,
professional.
She wears this lime, like, pea soup green spaghetti strap, and I just, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it's she's clearly
she
not
wears
going
it,
to
like,
work.
In January.
Yeah.
Like, just outside smoking, and I'm like, it is freezing. What are you doing?
I don't get that. I don't get it.
No.
All right. Well, there you go. So, Slabulous and Globulous. Are you going to miss them?
Always going to be a mystery. No, God, no.
Oh, Jesus. All right. I just looked at your first question.
Oh, yeah. They are real deep.
Do you know your first question?
No.
It's, what's your biggest regret?
I know. I tried to get more positive as, like, we went on.
My biggest regret, like, whole life?
Whole life.
Shit.
What's something you wish she would have done different?
I don't know if I could. I might think of something else later.
Okay.
But for the sake of, like, the thing that comes to my mind kind of early and often is, I think I regret sort of my career path.
Okay.
Like, going to life. I had a professor, an English professor, who I really liked. And when I told her I was going to library school, she's like, you should never go to school to get a job. And I didn't really know what she meant at the time.
Yeah.
But now I think that what she meant was kind of like, if you go to school to get a job, you might get that job, you might not. And then if you get that job, it's like, well, congratulations. Now you've got that job, and that's pretty much all you've got.
Yeah, I think your background is just such a specialty.
Yeah.
And then you had to, like, train for a long time for that specialty.
Yeah.
Which can be a tough combo.
Yeah, it's something I think when we were dating, I started realizing was, like, because your background is different.
Yeah.
So much more flexible.
Yes.
Like, and you could do a lot of different things with it.
Right.
And, you know, in library school, they tell you that. You have to even take a class where they're like, oh, there's all kinds of jobs for librarians. And it's like, okay, like what? Well, there's like a librarian who works at the, fucking some kind of fragrance place, you know, like cataloging all their fragrances. And I'm like, okay, one. That's one individual. That's not a career. That's like one fucking, you know, Calvin Klein is insane enough that they're like, we're going to hire a librarian to do something that basically anybody could do.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you can be a medical librarian. I interviewed a medical librarian, and basically what she told me is, like, yeah, most of what you do is, like, doctors get real pissy about you looking stuff up for them because they want you to do it right here, right now, all the time.
Yeah.
And so you basically do that. And I was like, oh, that sounds fun. Anyway. It's like, they tell you you can work in a museum. Which, I don't know. They tell you it's real flexible, but by flexible, they mean, like, you can do this job in some different venues. It's not really a different job. I mean, no. It's not like...
Well, in some of those, like, a museum job, I would think, is pretty competitive among a lot of different degree backgrounds.
Yeah, I mean, if I was at the Natural History Museum and I was like, okay, I could get a librarian, a scientist, an archaeologist, or a historian,
right.
Librarian would probably be at the bottom of the list. Because yeah. I'd be like, well, I just think that, like, as far as cataloging and stuff goes, that's very teachable.
Yeah.
And it would be, I would much be a lot more excited to have someone with, like, a science background. I don't know. That's probably my biggest regret.
All right.
Do you have one in mind?
Yeah. When I wrote these down, I was like, what if he asked me... Similar. I was like, I regret not going to like a bigger school for undergrad.
Yeah.
And like some opportunities I missed out because I was stupid and 19. I wish that I had like studied abroad. I wish that I had transferred schools and gone to like a larger school. And
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, things turned out good, but there's just some stuff like... It's not as easy to do once you're out of college. Like,
yeah.
So many things are so accessible whenever you're in college and young and don't have, like, ties to anything.
Adulthood. Yeah, but don't you think, okay, because you kind of work in that realm. And so, like, when you work in that realm, you see all this shit that you're like, man, why didn't I do that? Like, why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do that? You know?
And, like, I took advantage of a lot of things.
Yeah.
And like I said, like, I don't think I would have been nearly as involved in everything that I was involved in if I had gone to a larger school, because I think I could have gotten like washed in with the crowd pretty easy.
Sure.
But yeah, there's some stuff I just wish I wasn't as afraid to do back then.
Well, you did more than, you know, I did. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's true. But you had a tough, like, work and class and...
I suppose.
Biking across town.
10 years later, I was like, career center? What is that?
What is this?
That's your portion of me. Okay. My next question. If there is one movie that you could block from being remade, what movie would it be? This could be a movie that's like in the remake process, has been remade already, unsatisfactorily, or that you just think may be remade someday.
Do you have one in mind? Can I like take a minute and think?
Yeah, I mean, mine's obviously Demolition Man.
Oh, yeah, like, it's too good for them to ever touch.
Yeah, and I think that, like, here's the thing. They remake a lot of these movies that I feel they miss the entire charm of the movie. When they remake RoboCop, and I'm like, I think part of the charm of this movie is that it's really crazy. It's kind of coming out of this, like, 1980s, Detroit is all fucked up, whatever, you know, idea. And just this sort of dystopian future that I think hasn't come to pass exactly the way, you know. Okay, it's hard to remake RoboCop today because it's like, I think we have a different opinion on like cops taking to the streets and just shooting people down.
Yes.
Doesn't
times
doesn't
have changed a lot.
Really work the same way.
Yeah.
That it did then. So I don't know, and I think that just like. There's, I think, a lot of John Carpenter stuff gets remade, and it completely misses the charm of it. You know what I mean? It completely... They remake it, you know, they remake Halloween, and it's, like, too slick and too whatever, or, like, they remake The Thing, or they do a prequel, you know, and it's, like, it's just got the same CG shitty effects as everything. You know, I don't know. It doesn't have that weird John Carpenter synthesizer. It doesn't have Kurt Russell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kurt Russell destroying a computer that probably cost thousands of dollars at the time. That everyone else would be like, hey, asshole. Like, I know that you were mad the computer beat you at chess, but we're, like, stuck in Antarctica here. Maybe don't do that. So, I don't know. I just think that... But Demolition Man is the one that I'm like, it's good how it is. And now, what's great about Demolition Man 2 is it's like a dual time capsule. Because it's like, it captures the early 90s perfectly. But then it also is like trying to capture the future. But really, in capturing the future, further captures the early 90s. And so, I just feel like if they remade it now, it would just be like, shittier.
Yeah.
Cheesier. Not cheesier. It would be like, they wouldn't try as hard. Okay, that's what I would do. And I know they would fucking answer the mystery of the three seashells in the remake, and that would just piss me off. I'd be like, fuck you. That, oh, just thinking about it's making me angry. You go now.
I guess I'm like... torn between them, like, remaking a movie that's terrible and, like, just doesn't need to be remade. And, I don't know. Like, I can't think of anything specifically, but two actors that come to mind are Ben Stiller and Nicolas Cage. Like, okay. We don't need to be remaking the movies that they've been in.
So, like, Face Off or something?
Yeah.
Or, like, Dodgeball?
Yeah. Like, those don't need to be remade.
All
right. And then also... like, let's please not have another Spider-Man reboot.
Yeah.
So.
I'm with you. As one of the world's bigger Spider-Man fans, I would say, even I.
Like, well, please no.
I think the second time, like the Andrew Garfield time, I was like, look, can we just start with this? He's got powers. I have to say, I am so fucking tired of every fucking superhero story is like. Oh, this person's discovering their powers.
Yeah.
And oh my God. And I'm like, that's boring. I don't want to see that. You know why all the number twos are better? Like, all the sequels, you know, X-Men 2 is better than X-Men 1. Spider-Man 2 is better than Spider-Man 1. Because you don't have to screw around with them being like, what? I have powers?
Right.
It's like, yeah, you have powers. Deal with it. Start doing powerful shit. All right. Let's see what your second one is here. What do you want to do most before you die?
I know. Oh, I told you I started like really dark. I was writing.
This is going to make me look like, horrible.
No, I want to hear it.
I'm going to look like, no, I mean, my questions are going to make my, what I mean is, you're going to make me look horrible because I'm going to make me look horrible because my questions are so stupid. Yeah. I'm pretty sure my next one concerns Demolition Man.
All right. Well, there's one in mine about socks, so.
Okay.
Yeah, we're fine.
What do I most want to do? Probably publish a book.
Okay.
I think that would be nice. I feel like that's been a, you know, lasting, enduring goal.
Yeah.
You know. And, I mean, like, you know, legitimately publish.
Like
I don't mean
self-pub.
To say that, yeah, self-publish isn't legitimate.
Right.
But
have someone have interest in doing that.
Yeah. I guess maybe it's important for me to have other people acknowledge that something I did was, like, worth publishing and committing to print. So that's probably something I'd like to do before I die.
All right.
That's the first thing that just pops into my head.
That doesn't make you... See, you're, like, redeeming yourself from these silly questions with these, like, really thoughtful responses.
Well, what if I said, you know, and the thing I want published is about the guys from Contra jerking each other off in the shower.
I would say that you need to reread some of your other material because I think some other things you've written are more worthy of being distributed to the world.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that, like, 8-bit era video game pornography is a saturated
really
market.
It's, yeah, chance
I don't
out
know
there.
If it's as cum spattered as it could be.
God.
All right. Do you want me to ask you that one?
Oh, or I don't care.
Do you want to go on?
We can go on.
Okay.
I'm not passing, P.S.
That's okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay. If you could make any intellectual property into a pinball machine, what would it be? So intellectual property could be a movie, a TV show, just a character from something, could be a book, could be anything, could be a commercial. I don't, you know, I'm pretty, any product, I mean.
You know what I think would be fun?
What?
That Old Spice commercial with that guy riding the horse.
The, like, naked guy?
Yes! I think that'd be a fun pinball machine.
It should definitely...
I'm on a horse.
It should definitely also blast out scent.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, this could be a good thing. I think the scent market is undervalued. Like, if it was shooting out a little Old Spice.
Yeah, I like that. That'd be fun. And, like, absurd, which is what pinball should be.
We've been listening to this audiobook about this guy, Stranger in the Woods. It's like about this guy who was living as a hermit in the woods from like the 80s till 2013.
Yeah.
And genuinely, like, no job, no car, no nothing. Just all by himself. He's like, he claims that he spoke to one person in that entire time, and it was like
a hiker,
and he said hello.
Yeah.
And one of the... There are lots of weird, interesting facts that go along with this story, but one that really, like, I think we looked at each other was because it said, you know, he really liked to steal Axe body spray because,
yeah.
You know, he hadn't showered or anything. And I was like, Axe body spray? Like, I would think if you lived in the woods, that would smell vile. Like, I find it to be vile. And I'm not even a hermit in the woods, you know? I just think it'd smell like chemical. Like
yeah.
Someone cracked a battery open on you or something. I don't know.
I want to know your answer.
What intellectual property? Well, Demolition Man is a pinball machine already.
Oh, you have to pick something else.
I have to pick something else. I mean, I'd like to see a pinball machine based on a book, because I don't know if that's ever been done, and I think it would be pretty interesting. But what book would I pick?
Well, I mean, it was book turned movie, but I think I've seen, like, Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings is a pinball, but okay. I think it's based on the movie.
Yeah, I mean, the images are from the movies.
Well, I would want it to be definitely a weird, like, a book that doesn't make sense to be a pinball.
Like
The Perks of Being
fruit.
A Wallflower
okay.
or something. Ooh, a Bizarro. A Bizarro book pinball would be pretty amazing.
I think so.
You could have, like, you know, fucked up topless mermaids. You could have an ocean of acid and or lard.
Gross.
You could have, you know, the baby Jesus butt plug. I mean, there's so many things. Uh-huh. Just the titles alone, really, I think would introduce an interesting world of pinball. Mm-hmm. I also feel like, you know, I'm not a huge fan of, like, the newer covers that a lot of them have that have, like, sexy ladies on them. But I feel like that kind of fits in with pinball machine
design. Yeah, culture, and
I always thought there was, you know, Pinbot, and then there was Pinbot's, like, wife.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Pinbot is a pinball machine.
Okay.
And it's, like, a robot.
Okay.
You know, and then it was, like, you know, there's Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man. There was, like, Miss Pinbot. So she was, like, a sexy robot.
Okay.
And I always thought she was, like, real attractive when I was a kid. I didn't really understand what was going on, but I was, like, she makes me feel funny in the pants.
Oh, Peter.
Area of my pants. Penis. Area.
Yep, we got it.
All right, moving on. If you could relive one day of your life, what day would you choose? Oh, my God.
I know, they're real deep.
This is embarrassing because I'm trying to think of, like, a really great day. That didn't have any, you know, shameful. Okay, let me ask you this question. Is it like reliving and everything happens exactly the same? Or is it like Groundhog Day where I know?
No, it's like you get to have like re-experience this one day as it was one time. Like changes, just so like a positive day, hopefully, is what you would pick.
Yeah.
Like a day that was really good.
I would think so. I'm trying to think of a day that was, like, really good, you know, and just not, like, I don't know, just really nice in some way.
Yeah.
But that the whole day was really good.
Yeah.
Fuck. Do you have one in mind for you?
I'm going to
hang on 1 second.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Sorry. My head is tilting on my head.
It's okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. I didn't know what to do.
No, you're fine.
I don't know. I was thinking about one of the days that you and I were in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and we got Lou Malnati's and, like, walked around in a Barnes & Noble for a little bit while we waited for Lou Malnati's. I think that might have been the day we got Sprinkle Cupcake.
Yeah.
And the Bean. Like, that was fun.
That was a fun day. Shit.
It's tough.
I don't know.
There's lots of days that you've lived.
Yeah, and like, there are like 5 of them have been good, so I mean, there's lots to choose from.
Sad.
We're only like a couple hours away.
From being done?
From being there.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
I take it you would not relive this day.
No.
Of driving.
I'm sorry, I wouldn't.
And accidental cat pee in the car.
The cat peed in the car.
Yeah.
In her carrier. It was sad.
So good.
It was really sad.
She
was unhappy.
Yes.
We tried to let her out to pee, but she didn't want to because she's just, you know, completely freaked out.
Yeah.
But.
Cat.
Yeah, I wouldn't pick this day. No offense.
That's okay.
I might pick the day. I have to say, like, when I went to Tom's workshop, I think it was 4 days? 3 days?
The intensive?
Yeah, and I think the last day, or maybe the, you know, 24 hours surrounding the last day was pretty great, because I remember we finished up, and I just felt really good about everything, and I made some friends.
Yeah.
And then, like, the next day, I got up super early and got on a bus to just visit Seattle for the day and mm-hmm. look around, you know, and I just think it was a very... It was a nice break for me, because I felt... I had just done this big work event, right? This huge event, like, the week before. And then I think that... And it went well, and everything was good.
It was just a lot of work.
It was, and then I did this, and I think this, you know, that workshop made me feel, like, reinvigorated in writing. Not that I wasn't feeling invigorated, but...
I feel like that was, I don't know,
it was very some formative. Sort of,
like, universe thing of have this big work thing and then have this big, like, writey thing.
Yeah, and I think it made me
compare the two.
Yeah, and it sounds negative, but I think it made me feel like, okay, this is what I really like.
Yeah.
Like, this is where my passions are.
I don't think that sounds negative.
I had two kind of big things, and the writing thing was much bigger for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, it started a relationship with him and a lot of other people. I think it was big, too, because I felt like it'd been a really long time since I'd been in a room with a bunch of people who cared about this stuff as much as I did.
Yeah.
And, so I don't know. It was like 3 days, and I don't know. It was just kind of amazing, too, because I know so many great writers have gone through there and done that. And so to kind of sit at that table.
Yeah.
And I love his books, and to sit at the table, you know, where all this stuff comes to life was just great.
Yeah.
So probably one of those days. I mean, I remember the second day was really good and really intense, and like I was at his house and I read. So everybody brought a piece based on a prompt. You were either supposed to write about basically a time, like a dream or something that you didn't really remember that well, or a memory, or to write about a time where, like, his book, one of his books has this kind of saying where, like, you're going one way and then shit happens and you're going another way.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the other prompt, was like a time when that happened. So everyone brought a thing. We all shared it either the first or the second day. And then, you know, we were supposed to do revisions and bring them back the third day. And so I shared on, I think, the second day. And so then I had to revise and bring stuff back. So I was like, I walked from his house to where I was staying, which was really far.
Yeah.
And the whole time I was like making notes and like figuring out how to do it the way I wanted to.
Yeah.
And so I just made a few revisions, and I really liked how it turned out. And it was really good. So I was very involved.
Yeah.
In that. So maybe one of those days.
That's a good answer.
Or, you know, the day we met.
You don't have to be corny. No, that's fine.
I wish we'd been dating then, but
we started dating not long after.
It was
a few months.
It was not long after. I feel like we were, like, pretty okay friends.
Yeah.
Because that would have been in, like, November.
Yeah, that's... I got invited to Santorium Page that year.
That's right.
Could not attend.
And then we started dating in, like, February-ish.
Yes. Yep.
So it was pretty close.
It was very close.
All right.
Also, P.S. Washington State is just our right.
Bam.
Exciting.
Okay. Okay, this is kind of serious. So you're moving away from Greeley.
Yes.
What is something you'll miss about Greeley? And I have some caveats here. It can't be like a person... Or okay. A relationship or something like that. It has to be something...
So I can't say you.
No. Because I could be not in Greeley, right?
That's very true.
But...
Hopefully.
Something like... I don't know, if you were saying, I would really miss, you know, the Del Taco on 23rd Avenue.
Can I just tell you, so you... previewed this question to me.
Yeah.
And my first thought was Del Taco. But we learned there is a Del Taco like 5 miles from where I am going to be living.
Yep.
Which was very exciting for me.
Yeah. I looked it up and it's like, yes. There's one pretty close and there's another one that's also not too far.
Yep.
So you're pretty good for Del Taco.
Not going to be missing Del Taco.
Nope.
I am going to miss the campus where I worked and like the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I like the old neighborhood with the park and like the older homes with like the big trees.
Yeah.
I really liked, you and I would take walks around there sometimes. I would go running around there. When my parents were in town, we would go on walks like in that area, and it's just nice.
It is a nice area.
Yeah. It like feels safe and like welcoming and.
Yeah.
I just like that.
Okay. That's a good answer.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm going to. Like, Greeley specific, that is for sure. Colorado, the mountains.
Yeah.
They're just so pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, the other day you were, like, saying how you were going to really miss seeing the mountains all the time.
Yeah. I mean, just you just don't get over it when you're not from my parents. So my parents lived in Hawaii, and that's where I was born. And they would say that they never got tired of seeing the ocean. Like,
sure.
No matter how, I don't even know how many years they lived there, but they like always felt appreciative of that.
Yeah.
And I feel like as a non-Colorado native, like I never got tired and like not grateful to see the mountains.
All right.
So.
Yeah, I think the mountains are cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like, there's some days I come to work and I see them as I crest this one hill.
Yeah, that hill's great.
They're pretty great looking. But I also think the mountains for me, I like seeing them from a distance, but then actually going to them, they aren't
as
special.
Oh, that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
There's just so much traffic.
It's like ruined. There's just these Colorado things that everyone but Peter loves. That I fucking hate. You know, I'm like the only person who's like, fuck Red Rocks. Fuck that place. Like, I wish it never existed. Alright. This is a you question. What cause or charity do you care most about? Whoa. I think that the one that I came back to a few times is that stay at home or off the streets club.
Yeah.
In this neighborhood in Chicago. I think I talked about it on a podcast, but I sort of took an accidental walk through this neighborhood that I should not have been in.
Yeah.
And it was pretty fucking noticeable. Like, I got off the train, and I was at this little store, and then I was headed to this trail. It's like a kind of a bike path sort of thing. If you know, like, the High Line in New York, it's kind of like Chicago's version of that. But the sort of terminus of it is in this pretty rough neighborhood. And by pretty rough, I mean like, so I walked through this neighborhood probably like half a mile, and then decided like, I better get on the bus and take the bus the rest of the way, because this is not a good neighborhood to be in. And so then I got back home and was like Googling, like, where was I? Like, what's going on? And it was saying, you know, in a city of lots of murder, this is the worst neighborhood.
Right.
You know, and
like worse than Honduras, right?
The Wikipedia page was saying that their, you know, murder rate is higher than lots of areas that are in war.
Yeah.
Like in wartime, you're still better off in some of these other places than you are there. I mean, if you considered this its own city, it would have, the only reason it's not insanely high on the list of like murder rate per capita or whatever is because it's got the entire city of Chicago, right? But if you had this one neighborhood represents such a huge portion of the murders in a city where there's a lot of murders,
yeah,
and like gun violence and all this stuff. So I walked through this neighborhood and then I came home and found all this out. So then I was like, well, I wonder if they got any, like, I don't know, charities or neighborhood revitalizations or anything. And I found this off the streets club, and it's basically a club this guy started years and years ago, and it's for like the kids and the teenagers in that part of town, you know. And they had these videos with these kids, and it was super heartbreaking.
Yeah,
there was a girl who was just like saying, you know, I want to go to college and I want to do this, and she's like, but you know, in this neighborhood I'm prey, like I'm not safe in this neighborhood. And there was this other guy who it was like, I mean, he was probably 16 or something, and just, he'd never had a bed at home. Like, he'd always slept on a couch in a living room.
And, yeah.
You know, every one of these kids they talked to had seen someone be killed and stuff like that. There was one, and it was like this little kid, and you're just like, oh my God. And it's just sad because, you know, you watch this video and it's from 2012 or something, and you're like, well, that kid's like 14. I wonder what he's doing now, or if he's like alive.
Right. Yeah, you were like real torn up about that.
Yeah, I felt horrible. I just felt it just was, I think it was weird because walking through the neighborhood, you could tell something was wrong, and you could tell that it was, and you know, I'm not even of a, because there were a bunch of black people there, you know what I mean? It was like a fucked up neighborhood.
Right.
I mean, all these like boarded up houses and shit, and like school was letting out when I was there, and they had, you know, crossing guards, but they were like neighborhood guards, basically, within like a mile radius at all the intersections so the kids could like get home.
Yeah.
From school. And it was, you could just tell it was a bad neighborhood. And it just felt so hopeless and everything. And I was thinking, I was there for 15 minutes. Like, imagine if that was your life.
Yeah.
And that was your entire life, was growing up there. Like, how horrible would that be? And how hopeless is that? And I was real torn up about it, because I think I was feeling at the time, like, everybody's concerned with, you know, I can't remember what the news stories of the day were. But
it might have been, politics. And
I think it was a lot of politics stuff, and I think there was a lot of talk about immigration and like this kind of stuff. And I was like, we're so worried about all these different things, and like, meanwhile, this exists like a 10-minute train ride out of like
in one of the most populated cities
in the United States. Yeah. Like, this is, we just let this happen, and we're still, you know, no one's doing anything about it.
Yeah.
And so it just felt, it was very defeating in some ways, because it was kind of, I just felt that, you know, these people are dying, and we're all going to just talk about, I don't know, Hillary Clinton's emails or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, who fucking cares? Like, this kid is probably dead, because nobody cares about this.
Yeah.
Anyway. So that's a cause, so you can donate to them. I don't think they're, I've tried to set up like you can do a monthly donation, but I don't think it works.
Okay.
Because I've tried it like 3 times, and I don't think it actually deducts, so I just do it.
It's just a one-time
thing. So I just do it every so often, and just give them money. There's another one that I donated to that I thought was pretty cool, and wasn't as passionate about it, but it was in Detroit.
Yeah, the Coats.
Yeah, it was this lady who invented this coat that kind of converts into a sleeping bag, and it's basically for homeless people. And then what they do is they employ, I think it was all or maybe mostly women who were homeless, and they, you know, give them jobs manufacturing these coats, and they're like good jobs where they can afford to live and stuff like that. And they help them find housing and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, I read up on that some, and it's just really difficult. Like, if you're homeless, and then, you know, you don't, like, living in the shelter is not a great environment.
Right.
And it's hard to get back on your feet. So that was a good one, too. So if you don't feel like donating to kids in Chicago, probably because you're a racist, then donate to these ladies, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you have one that you're passionate about, a cause?
Oh, like 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. Animals, bees, the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a lot of environmental.
Yeah, like mainly animals and environment.
I used to get mad about people who are like really invested in animals, because I was like, you know, people are in need too. But I think I've softened on it a little, because I just feel that animals have no agency.
Yes.
Like, they are not in control of what happens to them.
Yes.
At all.
Yeah. I don't know. That's, I think, my thing with it. Like, they don't have anybody to speak for them.
Yeah, it's true.
But, well, I don't think people are not worth.
No, I know.
Serving and, well, helping,
I think that's part of it, too, is learning for myself that just because you are into animal charities doesn't mean you don't give a fuck about people.
Yeah.
And even if it did, I mean, What are all these flashing red lights?
Those are on top of the windmills.
Oh, those are a bunch of those windmills?
Yeah, the farm.
Oh, this looks really cool.
I know. You can see them from planes, but we get to see them up close.
We're driving through basically a giant field of these red lights that are flashing on and off. They should make some of them green for Christmas.
Oh, they should.
Idiots.
Dumbs.
All right. Okay. Which celebrity would you be most bewildered if you found out I slept with them? not angry, not understanding, most confused. And if it would be because it's a dude or something, I'll throw that out of the mix.
Okay, so as a woman?
Yeah. Cause
I not like Betty White.
No. Okay. Because she's be, old. Yeah, I mean.
And that would be confusing.
Yeah, and I'm not even a big fan of hers.
Ugh.
I mean, you could say Betty White, because that would be pretty confusing to me.
I mean, it would be, but I think I'd be more shocked at the age thing than.
Yeah, it's not really about anything. Because here's the thing why Betty White's not a great answer. Because if you just found out I'd slept with any 90-year-old woman.
That would be, yeah.
It would probably be almost equal in terms of, like, what are you doing?
I just don't know enough celebrities.
All right. I don't know. If I was thinking of one for you that I would be really confused by. Probably like Sylvester Stallone.
Ugh.
Yeah, because you just don't like him. Don't like and I'd him. Be like, how did this happen? How did he turn?
I thought of someone for you.
Okay.
Tilda Swinton.
Ooh, yeah. Very,
She's very androgynous.
Yeah.
I don't know that you know or like any of her movies.
Well, she played like sort of a horrible person with weird dentures and Snowpiercer.
Okay.
I mean, I know who she is.
Right.
I wouldn't say I find her very attractive.
Right.
I'm not entirely sure that her and David Bowie aren't the same
person.
Yeah,
they do look very similar.
Tilda Swinton is one of those people who I feel like when she dies, everyone's going to be like, oh, she was so amazing.
Right.
And it's like, she was fine.
Yeah.
I think her best movie in terms of my personal attraction to her was Benjamin Button. Did you ever see that?
I did. I didn't know she was in it.
Yeah, I think it was her, and they had kind of an affair where she was like an older woman.
It was Tilda Swinton?
Yeah, except she wasn't an older woman because he was like an old soul. Right. I can't remember exactly how it worked, but I feel like they slept together.
That's
I
possible.
Could be making this up completely also.
I don't know. That movie kind of pushed it, so.
Yeah, that movie was weird. But I don't know. I was kind of into it.
Sure.
I thought it had its interesting aspects. The weirdest part, I mean, you know what the biggest problem with that movie is? The parts you most want to see are the little baby old man.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, that was fucking crazy. But you see that almost right away. So yeah. It's like, well, that blows one of the big surprises. And then you want to see, like, so when he dies, does he, like, turn into an ovum? Ova? Like, does he turn into, like, a fetus and then an egg and then, like...
To a separate sperm and egg.
Sperm and an egg? Yeah, like, what happens?
I don't know.
And they didn't really show that, if my memory is correct. Like, I feel like he turned into a baby and then just died.
I think so.
Anyway. So, Tilda Swinton?
Sure.
Going with that?
Yeah.
All right. You question. Who do you wish you were related to?
Yeah. Anyone.
John Goodman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How? Like, what is he to you? An uncle?
Oh, my TV dad. Oh,
okay.
Well, yeah, he could be an uncle.
Okay.
I feel like saying have him be your dad is then, like, changes the entire course of your life. So I can't really do that.
No,
but
you can. That's okay.
Well, I don't want to.
Okay.
I just want him to be a close family friend.
Fun next door neighbor.
Always there for Thanksgiving.
Paternal figure.
I mean, how sweet would it be if, like, you were coming to my house for Thanksgiving, and I was like, by the way, John Goodman's coming. He always comes. I don't know why I didn't mention this.
Is this, like, Roseanne era John Goodman?
Well, from then until present, right?
I know, but, like, I just imagine him as, like, Roseanne's husband.
Sure.
And some of his recent movies, he's been mean. Oh, and I don't like it, because I like fun, goofy John Goodman.
I feel like John Goodman totally could have been a Ghostbuster.
Oh, he could have. That would have been good.
I also, I think I feel this partially just because of who he is and partially because of his role in Arachnophobia.
Yeah.
He was my favorite was part really of Arachnophobia. Yeah. And he's in like 2 minutes.
I know. Doesn't he have like crazy glasses?
Yes.
Big eyes.
Yep. And he like sprays a spider and then it won't die and then he smashes it and it's like gooey. John Goodman's great. Who's yours?
Oh, crap. I don't know. Someone funny. Like Emma Stone. I wish she was my cousin.
Someone to hang out with.
Yeah.
And Emma Stone.
Yeah. I feel like we would get along.
All right. So you would get like a buddy and I'm looking for a dad.
Yeah. Well, I think... Okay, can I get, like, real deep?
Sure.
You didn't really have a significant father figure.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I have no, like, close siblings. Or
that's true.
So maybe, we're, like, searching for these
voids. We're doing
the
same thing.
Yeah.
All right. If you could wipe one board game out of existence, which board game would you wipe out of existence?
Is Trouble the one with the popper?
Yeah, the Pop-O-Matic bubble?
Yeah, I don't like...
Why?
Because it would never pop right, and that noise it makes is annoying, and I just hated it.
But it's fun getting in trouble. Trouble, Pop-O-Matic bubble. It's fun getting into trouble. Trouble. Yeah.
Risk. I lied. Risk.
Oh, Risk is horrible.
Yep.
Although,
it's too long. Someone yelled at me whenever I played, and I cried. And left. Like, it was awful. I hate that game.
I always confuse Risk and Stratego.
I don't know what Stratego is.
It's a Risk game that I think is like Risk. Okay, there's Risk, there's Stratego, and then there's Diplomacy.
Is Settlers of Catan anything like that?
I have no idea. I think it's different.
Oh, okay.
I think it's more like Diplomacy. Alright, hang on 1 second.
I'm gonna adjust you.
Okay. This hurts my head. That's a little better, I guess.
I guess.
Sure. My temple hurt. Yeah, it just hurts my head. I also have a fat head, I guess.
Look who you're talking to, sister.
Yeah.
Look who's talking now.
Yeah.
Diplomacy is this game that my brother used to play with his friends, and then I got to play, but... So... You were like these different countries, like Great Britain, the United States, Russia, and they all had their different advantages, but they needed someone to be Austria-Hungary, which was by far the shittiest country to be.
Okay.
And Diplomacy is like Risk or Stratego or something, where you're trying to take over the world. But basically, there's no dice rolls. You just kind of have to like negotiate with other people and be like, how about you help me defeat this person, and then I'll do this for you. And I just remember, and this game takes like 7 or 8 hours.
That's too long.
And I remembered playing this game with my brother and his friends, and I'd always be like, how about you help me defend against this? And they'd always be like, well, here's the thing. You're Austria-Hungary, so no. Because you can't do anything for me.
Oh, that's mean.
It sucked. This is when I was the younger brother.
Yeah.
I got to be the youngest brother and the middle brother.
Lucky
I got it both.
You.
Yeah. What historical event do you wish you were present for? All right. So is this like a historical event where I could be there, but I'm like safe? Like I'm a ghost or something?
Yeah, you just like get to pop in and then pop back to present times.
Huh. Okay, like, let's say what if I said the JFK assassination? Do I get to, like, see everything? Like, I get to know what happened?
I mean, you get to see what everybody else saw.
Okay, so nothing, really. What would be a great historic event? That I'd be like, oh my god, this was amazing.
I thought you would say moon landing.
Oh, do I get to be on the moon, or am I, like,
no,
watching
you're
it on
watching.
TV?
You're, like, a normal person.
I probably would pick moon landing.
Okay.
I was thinking of, Here's the problem. I got one in my head that I was like, ugh, that's horrible. But then it was in there. Do you know when they, like, there was that elephant Topsy that, like, escaped?
Yeah.
And then they, like, electrocuted him to death?
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that must have been a spectacle.
Oh, that's sad.
I know. It would be horrible. That would haunt me.
So then don't pick it.
I'm not. I'm picking the moon landing on your wise advice. Yeah, I think seeing the moon landing would have been insane.
Right?
Like, you're just in school, and then they wheel a TV in, and you're watching a guy on the moon, and it's like, holy shit. I mean, probably most people watching that hadn't even been in an airplane, right?
Probably. This is in the 60s?
Yeah. 69?
Yeah. Good one.
Do you have a historic event that you would pick?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Here, this is a kind of a weird question.
Okay.
So when I was like 14, I had a like beanie, a hat.
Yeah.
That said porn star on it.
Yep.
And I bought this myself. And my running theory, because it disappeared pretty quickly, and my running theory is that my mom disposed of it.
I think that's a pretty good theory.
Yeah, this was something I bought at, like, a ski place when I was with my dad, and I think he was, well, I don't think, I know he just was like, well, whatever, you know? and my mom was not as interested in the whatever. And so, my question for you is, like, what would your impression, like, let's say we stopped at a gas station in, you know, an hour or so. You see 14-year-old me in that hat. What would your thought be, like, when you saw that person?
I think I would first question his parents.
You would be right to do so.
And then I would be like, does this kid know what's... like, what that means? Like, what's on his head? Does he know what he's saying to the world?
Do you know?
Yeah. Get down on his level and be like, do you know that probably shouldn't wear this?
Do you know what it means to claim that you are a porn star?
Yeah.
Did you just find this hat somewhere? All right, Cassie question. Where in the world do you most want to visit? Yeah. Whoa.
The whole world, but like Earth.
Okay. So the moon's out.
The moon is out.
I wish I'd thought of the moon earlier because I probably would answer half my questions. I mean, I guess like realistically, I would really like to go to Japan.
Yeah.
I think it would be different and interesting. And I feel like there'd be a lot to see and do there.
Yeah.
And you can get around on a train. Which is good. I think as far as like a big place or thing, that's probably where I would go.
All right.
If I was going inside the United States?
Delaware.
No. I don't know where I would go in the United States. Like, where would be the sort of... the place. I mean, I've been quite a lot of places,
you have.
I guess.
You've been to a lot of major cities.
I mean, I guess somewhere in the South, probably.
Have you been to Atlanta?
No. I've never been to Atlanta. I don't think I've ever been to Alabama or Arkansas or anything like that. So I think probably somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Just because, whatever. What about you?
Well, the plan is hopefully that we'll go to Japan in the next couple years.
Yeah.
And then I think I really want to visit England, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the Great British Baking Show?
Well, they all seem so nice. I don't know. I've never been to Europe. I've never been out of North America.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'd like to go to Europe, and I think England is a good starting point.
For sure. All right. All right. If you could take, like, one item that I own and sort of dispose of it, and it would just be gone forever, and I would never notice it was missing, what would you pick to get rid of?
Well, Banana Lady, but she's
going. I got rid of her.
Yeah.
on my own. I had this picture from a thrift store of, like, this lady in a bra eating a banana.
From, like, the 80s.
Yeah, she had very 80s hair and makeup, and it was really... And it had subjective, the price sticker on it still.
Your favorite.
And it was in a gold frame. But I ended up replacing it with the framed vinyl of episode 300 of this, so...
I know what I would pick.
All right.
Nicolas Cage pillow.
Oh, I have a Nicolas Cage pillowcase.
I hate that thing.
I can't remember why I bought that.
I don't know, because it existed on Amazon and got excited.
I guess. Yeah. Story of my life. That's like what my autobiography should be called. Because it existed on Amazon and I got excited. God damn it. All right. What's your favorite word? Oh, geez. I don't know if I have a favorite word. I think that, like, words will get stuck in my head or kind of, like, play around in my brain for a long time.
Like how music gets stuck in your head.
Yeah.
Plays around in your brain.
Yeah, so I'll hear a word and it'll become sort of... It's more like I have a word of the day, like Pee-wee's Playhouse. And I hear it over and over and I'm like, ah! How about, I don't know, my favorite word.
Or like a word you like the sound of that you think is like pretty.
I have a hyphenated word from Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice, his business card says he's the world's leading bioexorcist. And I just think that the term bioexorcist is hilarious. Because I'm like, so murderer, basically. But I think that would be a great, I don't know. I think I find that term to be really hilarious. I don't know if anyone else thinks that's particularly funny, but I think that's fucking hilarious.
All right.
Bioexorcist.
Yeah.
Do you have one in mind for you?
Oh, well, we were talking about the Great British Baking Show the other day and talking about one of the former contestants, and we described him as hapless.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know, that word to me is like an onomatopoeia. Like, it sounds the way that someone would be. Who's hapless. Like, just meh.
This is true. Hey, did you say what you were going to throw out?
Yeah, Nicolas Cage pillow.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm in a fugue. We're only like an hour and a half away.
Yeah, we are going to have to stop for gas before, though.
Fudge! Okay. So. My next question is this. If you had to wipe one of the last 3 years from your memory, which would you pick? So basically...
Oh, from us?
Of everything from your memory. So 2017, 2016, or 2015. You just wake up tomorrow and you have no memory of that year.
2016? Yeah.
Why do you pick that one?
That's when I got real frustrated with my job and, like, things in the world just seemed chaotic.
All right.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess probably a lot of people would say that, right?
Yeah.
They wouldn't mind losing 2016.
Yeah.
Just waking up and being like, oh, that happened? Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Weird. I have no memory of that.
What about you?
Of the last 3 years? Huh. I was going to say 2017, but I think I might say 2016 as well.
We'll just forget together.
Yeah, it would be better if we both didn't remember the same year, right?
Yeah,
If we remember different years, we could fill each other in.
I would lie to you.
You would?
I think so.
What would you say?
I don't know. I'd make up funny stuff that we didn't do, but I said we did.
Like little inside jokes?
Yeah.
Remember when you did this moronic thing? And I'd be like, no, but I guess I have to trust you that happened. I mean, it wouldn't be that hard. You could probably come up with some stupid shit, and I'd be like, well, that doesn't sound like something I wouldn't do. Yeah. I wouldn't bet my life that I didn't do that. So, fair enough. All right, Cassie question. Desert Island, 3 books, 3 movies, 3 songs. Holy shit. Okay, 3 books. In the City of Shy Hunters by Tom Spanbauer. Because it's great. Also, it's very long and very dense.
So it'll get you through a
while. I think I could read that quite a few times before I was completely, you know, done with it. Let's see. 2 other books. Wow, this is a tough question.
I know.
So when it's Desert Island, I'm going to eliminate anything like, you know, oh, well, this has a lot of pages, so I could use it for fire and stuff.
Yeah, no.
Like, let's assume my needs are taken care of, right?
Yes.
And so I'm just kind of like, got 3 books available to me to read. What would I read? Man. Okay, there's this book that we used in college. It's, I think, the Vintage American Book of Short Stories from, like, 2003. I think I would take that one because I just feel like there's a lot I could... I feel like I could read it over and over and learn a lot from it.
Yeah.
And then, oh, boy. One other book. And it would have to be a comic book. I might go with the, you know, collected edition, so it would be like X-Men The Phoenix Saga. That was like one
of the... Not Spider-Man?
Well, the thing is with the, if I could do Ultimate Spider-Man Omnibus 1 and 2 and count that as one book, then I would do that. Not because of the length, but because that's the entire story. But if I had to do one book, I might do that one. Not because I think it's so great, but because it's like one of the first comics I remember reading a lot and getting really into.
Okay.
So I think it would be like a nostalgia trip for me on the desert island. 3 movies for the island. Well, I think Beetlejuice would be one.
Duh.
Would I... 20 years from now, I've been watching these 3 movies over and over. Would I be pissed that I picked Demolition Man? Or would I be thrilled? You know what I mean? How would I feel? I gotta go with Demolition Man.
Okay.
One other one. This is where it gets tough. I would consider Dawn of the Dead. I would consider Rocky. Mm-hmm. I'd probably do Rocky. It's kind of long. It's really good.
2 Stallones. Do you know this about yourself?
What kind of idiot has 3 Desert Island movies? And it would have taken me 6 months on the island to be like, I picked 2 fucking Stallone movies. I have to be the only person ever, including Sylvester Stallone, who's like, 2 Stallone movies, please. Hi.
Oh, hi, Cicely.
You guys here, did we?
Hi, baby. How are you?
I hope that doesn't mean you peed again.
Yep.
Did she?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
We're almost there, Cicely. Like another hour. And then 3 songs?
Yes.
So just single songs. Okay, Sometimes by Lucero. Alabama Pines by Jason Isbell. Mm-hmm. Whew. Then it gets tough. What would be a song that I just want to hear over and over again?
Taylor Swift.
We listened to Taylor Swift's new album.
Only twice.
Peter Dirk, today purchased my first Taylor Swift album.
Because he's the best boyfriend ever.
Cassie couldn't buy it because she's had to change her banking information.
They've, like, frozen some of my monies.
And I was like, well, I'll buy it for you so we can listen to it in the car.
So nice.
We listened to it twice. Although I was playing Mario Maker, so
also,
I was half listening.
Cassie would have listened to it like another five times.
Yeah, this is true. She was being nice to... I was nice to her by buying it. She was nice to me by only listening to it twice.
Yes.
I mean, it's probably going to be another Lucero song. Oof. Maybe I can get us out of here tonight. That'd be a good song for like a desert island too.
That would be good.
Like a montage where I'm building a boat.
Yeah.
I can get us out of here tonight. Da 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 na 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 na. Do you have answers for any of those? Do you want to pick one of the three, like book, movie, song, or you can do them all?
No, that's too hard.
Okay, pick one.
Songs.
Okay.
I want to dance with somebody.
I want to
Whitney Houston.
With somebody.
So it would make me nostalgic for dancing with Cicely. When naturally. Someone else wouldn't dance with me.
Yeah, sure, that was my fault.
It was. I like Yellow Light by Monsters and Men a lot, and then I could just cry because that song makes me sad, and then I'd be like, there's no, like, light for you getting off this desert island.
Okay, that's dark.
Yeah. And then probably a Taylor Swift song.
TBD.
Like Shake It Off, probably.
Yeah. That would be another good one to have on a desert island, I feel.
Yeah. Just dance. All right. Music. Can I ask you one that's on there, but it's lower?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to wear some kind of whimsical sock for forever. Like,
Ooh. You
have a bunch of whimsical socks, and you always have to, and they're the same, and you always have to wear them. What kind of pattern do you pick?
So, like, work, running, doesn't matter.
Yes, doesn't matter.
And whimsical, so it's like, I don't know, a bookworm, and it has a worm in a book or something.
Yeah, or like a fun pattern or something.
Oh, fuck. And people don't find, like, black socks to be whimsical, right?
No, all black crew cut socks are not, or whatever it's called. Sport cut.
So, and we're mostly talking about, like, the design,
yes.
Not the material or whatever.
No, I just want to know what's on your fun socks.
Oh, boy. And I have to wear these
always.
The time. And are they, like, always on display, or?
No, so okay. If you're wearing, like, they can be, like, the ankle cut, or if you're wearing nice pants, they could be, like, the calf kind.
Okay.
They're all in, like, different styles, but it's the same pattern.
Oh, boy. How about if they were four-color demon socks?
That's fine.
All right.
All right.
That's what they'd be. I'd be sporting four-color demon socks.
At work. At the gym.
Yep. And be like, so this is like a motorcycle gang? And I'd be like, sort of. You don't actually have to have a motorcycle. It's also the first comic book-based motorcycle gang. Also, it's from a podcast. Also, it's not really a gang.
Also,
it's we wear socks instead of, like, cool jackets. Yeah, I guess that's what I'd go with. I can't think of anything that I would particularly like.
Okay.
I do not like whimsical socks in
general.
I know. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of whimsical socks, bow ties.
I was about to say ties.
Or suspenders.
Oh, I like suspenders.
I do not like suspenders.
Do you like when I wear suspenders? Is that okay?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Okay. I wear them often.
They're cute. I think guys... I don't know. I just feel like when guys are wearing... I feel like there is, like, this style of dress that's, like, a bow tie and suspenders that I just feel is trying to look like some kind of dandy from the 20s or something.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, go get a job at a carnival. Give me a break. Okay. What's one skill you wish you had?
I wish I could speak another language fluently.
That was quick.
Or bake. One of those two.
Or bake. I mean, yeah, you don't really have to speak another language if you're good at baking.
Yeah.
That's its own language.
No, I wish I could speak another language fluently.
Which one?
Well, I think Spanish would come in handy.
Yeah.
I took French through high school, like 5 years of it, and I wish I had like kept up with it. And then I also took sign language in college. I just wish I had like stuck with some of that stuff.
Just basically any other language.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that that's cool when you can converse in two languages.
Okay.
Or like between the two. What about you?
Probably lock breaking.
All right. Like, we've seen a lot of locksmith jobs.
I know. Slash locksmithing.
Yes.
I feel like locksmithing is going to just be a
Why
job forever.
Why do you
forever.
Want this skill?
I think
breaking
it's like
locks.
A weird skill that I don't know how you learn.
Okay.
And then also, it would only come in handy like 3 times in your life. But those times that it came in handy, like someone would be like, oh, I locked myself out of my car.
Yes.
And you jimmied it open in like 2 minutes.
Or like when I locked myself out of my apartment.
Yeah, and I could like get you in there like in no time flat.
Yeah.
I mean, if that happened, wouldn't you be like, I don't even know you? Right? I mean, you'd be like, what just happened? What did I just witness?
I would be so excited that you had this skill.
Wouldn't it be great?
Yeah.
I don't know. And anytime you're like, you're staying at a hotel and you're just like, well, here's a weird closet and I could just crack it open. Or like I get in an elevator and it's like, hey, you want to go see what's in the fucking basement?
Or the roof.
Or on the roof. Cassie question. If you had to eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Okay. Every meal. Every day.
Now, can I make an assumption here that, like, this food wouldn't cause me, like, stomach distress?
Nope.
Okay. Wait, I can or I can't?
You can. It's, like, whatever you pick is fine for you to eat forever.
It's
like,
just
you're not
more,
gonna get
like, getting tired
heart
of it.
Disease and die from it.
Okay.
If you picked, like, steak every day.
Steak for every meal. Whew. What would I eat every meal? I mean, I eat a lot of spaghetti.
You do.
And I feel like that served me okay.
Okay.
So I might go with that. You know, I mean, pizza is also an obvious choice.
Yeah.
And I might go with pizza because I feel that the problem with spaghetti is, like, I don't know, if you want to go out with somebody, like, go out to dinner or whatever, and you're like, well, they gotta have spaghetti. But pizza is a common friend food, right? So I guess pizza.
You don't sound happy about that.
I feel like that's the obvious answer. So
okay.
I think that makes me unhappy that I'm picking, like, the obvious answer.
Well.
But it's true.
Yeah. Be honest.
What would you pick?
Oh, come on.
Tacos?
Tacos.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course.
Because you can make breakfast tacos.
Oh, that's true.
And, like, normal meal tacos. You can have, like, 1 or 8. Tacos are the best food.
All right. This is a good one. What is your best physical feature?
Is that a me question?
Yeah, that's for you to answer.
Oh, I asked you a similar one.
Oh, shit.
A smile.
Your smile?
Yeah, I think so.
Your smile that you thought they thought was ugly at your job?
Yeah, because my face froze for my Skype interview for the job that I am moving to Oregon for. And I was like, they thought I was ugly. They don't work with me.
Initially, she thought she was not getting this job.
Yes.
And then was like, oh my God, it's probably because it froze when I was smiling. And they were like, ew, gross.
She's disgusting.
And therefore didn't want to hire her. And I was like, yeah, that sounds like a very higher ed move.
It does. Since I have a similar question for you, I want to hear your response to this.
My best physical feature?
Yes.
I have no idea. Like, what do I like the best?
Yeah. What do you think? I mean, how was I supposed to answer? What I think is best about me or what I think
Yeah, no,
other
what you
think
is the best.
Well, then, yeah, what do you think is best about you?
Dumb.
Dumb.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if I'm, like, a huge fan of, like, a singular feature.
You're just all so good.
It's all so great. I can't even decide.
You can say that. That's fine.
No, I'm not going to say that.
My whole physical body.
Is it cheating to say eye color?
No, but I think you have more positive physical features than just that.
I think it's a nice eye color, though.
It is a nice eye color.
And it's, like, subtle. You wouldn't know. Like, only people that I'm pretty close with actually know.
Yeah.
What color my eyes are and how they're different sometimes.
Yeah.
So I think that I like that one.
All right.
That one does it for me. That one gets me horny when I think about myself.
Oh, jeez.
Cassie question. What's the smartest decision you ever made? Oh, my God. I mean, I don't know if you listen to the show, really, but it's more oriented towards the bad decisions.
Yeah.
It's more of like a life path of bad decisions. I saw it on Amazon and got excited kind of decisions.
Thinking. Still thinking.
Yeah, I was thinking about decisions I've made in our relationship because it's worked out pretty well.
Ah-ha-ha.
But I feel like you've made more of the decisions than I have. Like,
I mean,
the good ones.
You decided to date me.
Well, I feel like kind you of, decided to sort of initiate that. Yeah. So I can't really take credit for that. Unfortunately for me. All right. This was a tough decision, but it worked out, I think. Which was when you and I were living together, and then we lived apart together, so we were across the hallway, but still together.
Yeah.
And I think that that was something that I probably initiated.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it worked out great and was really nice.
I agree with that.
And made us both happier. Made me happier for sure.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for you.
No, I think it worked great. That's been one of like the tough parts about moving.
Yeah, that situation's gone.
Yeah. And like probably going to be tough to come across another place we could do what we've been doing.
Yeah, so I think that was a really good decision. And, part of that decision, what made it good was, I think, being honest about how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was not an easy thing to say, so, listen, I love you, and I like living with you, but let's not live together.
Right.
It was not easy to do, but it worked out really well. So I think deciding to do that was a good decision.
Yeah.
What about you?
Moving to Colorado.
Yeah.
For sure.
Do you want to elaborate, or is that just it?
Oh, I've always wanted to leave Kansas City, and so Colorado was great to live in. I met you. I think that the master's program that I was in was great. I know I've, like, been frustrated with my job, but it definitely gave me a good start and a, like, solid foundation. So
cool.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
All right. How much would you pay money to be able to dunk a basketball one time and it's like on camera, everyone sees it?
$1.
$1.
I don't care about this.
You wouldn't pay $10.
No, I don't care. Like, I know we've talked about this. I don't understand why that's impressive. Like, it doesn't.
Now, let me be more specific. Like, not only are you dunking a basketball, but you're, like, jumping like Michael Jordan from the top of the key and, like, dunking a basketball one hand. Like, you just make it look so easy.
$1.
And you're flying.
$1.
You're as close as a human has been to flying.
$1.
$1.
Yeah.
So if someone, a genie comes and is like, hey, how about $1.50? You're like, eh, fuck off.
I mean, if I could really do it, I'd say 10 cents. Like, I don't care.
That's crazy.
I just don't care.
Is it because you don't care? Like, if it was, to run a 100-meter dash as fast as Usain Bolt, would you be more interested in that? Is it because you just don't care about dunking a basketball?
I think I'd be a little more interested in the running, but also I don't care. I just, sports, I don't
care. Sports don't matter to you?
No, like, I'll watch them. I don't have any desire to participate.
Well, all right. So what if it wasn't dunk a basketball, but it's like leap, you know, 25 horizontal feet?
Just to do it? And be like, sure. Oh, look at me, I'm cool, I did this.
Well, don't you think it would feel amazing?
No.
No?
I think I'd do it and be like, cool, I spent 4 seconds of my life doing that. Neat.
Oh, that's crazy.
Like, I just don't
care. You would go skydiving, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That literally is just falling.
But it's different.
Why? It's a physical sensation.
You're seeing the earth from this different perspective. And
yeah, you're seeing an earth from a different perspective as it's flying by you at, like, you know, 30 miles an hour.
No.
When you're doing it.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
That's crazy. Well, I don't want to tell you how much I would pay.
Go ahead.
I would go into debt for that. I'd be like, well, okay, library school, I took out a $20,000 loan, so somewhere
that
between that and, you know, nothing.
Okay.
So, I don't know, a couple $1,000s.
All right.
What would you say, though, if you saw, you know, I send you a video on my phone, and it's a video that clearly someone took, like, we're at a volleyball game, and they have the basketball hoop down, and you just see me leap and just one-handed slam dunk into the thing. Like, wouldn't you be like, holy shit?
No, I just don't understand
that wouldn't
how
impress
that's
you
hard.
At all.
No, like, I know it's hard, but I just don't get it. Like, I'm not physically anything. So, like, that doesn't make, like, I don't understand what kind of, like, effort that takes, because I just don't get it.
Fine. Your next question. What accomplishment are you most proud of?
Yes.
I mean, I think that, like, I already used it as an answer for something, but going to that workshop is what I'm the most proud of. It wasn't, like, easy financially at the time, and it wasn't, you know, it was difficult. And it was scary because I had real hesitation about going because I was like, what if this guy's a real asshole? And then I'm like, oh, cool. So now whenever I'm reading these books, I'm thinking, like, this guy is such an asshole. And that would ruin it, right?
Yeah.
But it turned out great. I faced my fear. So, I don't know. That's probably something I'm pretty proud of.
Yeah.
And, like, I went there and was, like, successful. The stuff that I did was liked. So, maybe that's more the accomplishment? I don't know.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't know. I'm proud that I moved to Colorado on my own because I saw it was something I wanted to try and to do. And, like, with this, moving to Oregon, like, kind of proud of that.
Yeah.
To just be able to up and do it.
That's cool. I like it. All right. Okay. You're on a heist team.
Oh, okay.
Like a robbery or whatever. And you have to choose one of these roles. Combat expert, demolitions, safecracker, computers, wheelman, or disguises.
Computers or the safe person?
Computers?
Yeah.
That's the worst one.
Why?
Because you're just, like, sitting in the van and you always get caught.
But I would be so good at it.
Yeah, that's true. Or the safe cracker.
Yeah. No, I want to be the computer person.
All right.
Because I'm, like, observant, too. And they, like, hack into stuff, and then they, like, watch cameras for people.
And they always got to be like, guys, I'm getting red lights here.
Yeah. That's what I would pick.
Okay.
What would
yeah,
you
I mean,
be?
You would be well-suited to the computer person, I feel. You've got a headset on right now, too.
Yeah.
So that adds to the look. Which of those would I be?
Yeah.
Let me reread these. The combat, driver. Demolition, safecracker, computers, wheelman, disguises.
Or demolition.
I think probably demolitions.
Demolition man.
I would be the demolition man.
This is the theme of the episode.
How many questions can I ask where the answer is
demolition? I think that's come into play like 5 times.
I think so too. I would probably do demolitions or safecracker. I mean, that goes along with the whole locksmithing, whatever stuff.
It does.
So, I'd go safecracker, I think. Okay. I just feel like those skills are very transferable. Or demolitions, like, there's probably not a lot of call for...
Hulk smash!
Yeah, demolishing stuff.
if they ever remake Demolition Man, though.
That's true. You know what's a great thing about Demolition Man? Is they actually say Demolition Man.
That's
like, you know,
best.
The guy's like, I am sick and tired of I thought we'd discuss this. No more of this Demolition Man shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah. That's how you know this movie's great.
I love that.
All right. This says, what's your favorite scent? That's one of your questions.
Yeah.
My favorite scent? Ugh. I do quite like, all right, I'll be out running and it's winter time and there's like a certain laundry smell,
okay.
Like a certain dryer smell.
Yeah.
And so, especially because when I'm outside and I'm running and it's cold and it reminds me of being warm.
Yeah. And sometimes and you feel nice. The warmth
yeah.
from it. Yeah.
And you can like smell and it's like a clean, warm smell when I am filthy and cold. So I think that is probably
like
a favorite. Yeah. And it's not just any laundry smell. Someone was doing laundry and I put my stuff in there and I was like, it smells like a fucking, they stuffed an old woman's corpse in there and like threw all her perfume bottles in there and this was the embalming process because she died. They, like throw all her scents in there and her cosmetics and just let her tumble for an hour. That's what it smelled like to me. Do you have a favorite scent?
Campfire.
Campfire?
Yeah, or like fireplace, fire.
Huh. Even though it like sticks around more than you want it to?
No, I love that smell.
You go camping though, and then all your shit smells like campfire forever.
I love
forever.
That smell.
All right, here's an easy one. Pens or pencils?
Pen.
Why?
I just like pens.
You don't like pencils?
No, they break. The lead breaks. I don't want to erase shit.
You don't want to erase shit?
No. And I really like those First Bank pens.
First Bank,
which I
PS
stole a couple more. Well, I asked if I could have a couple more when I was closing my bank account.
And they're like, yeah, they're right
like,
on.
Of course. Yeah.
First Bank has these promo pens that Cassie is a big fan of.
They're those this cheap, like... I don't know, hourglass kind of?
Yeah.
Like soft hourglass? I don't know. They're great. I love
them. Looks like a beautiful dame from the 1940s.
Sure.
Shape. I don't know. A dame.
You're a pen guy, too, right?
Oh, yeah. I hate pencils.
What's your favorite pen?
My favorite pen?
Yes, and you have to pick one.
If I had to use one pen for the rest of my life, it would probably be a Muji ballpoint pen.
Okay.
Which isn't a terribly expensive pen, but they're real nice. And they're inexpensive, which I like. I like them because they're a good balance of, I like using them and they work really well, but if you lose one, it's not like, you know, I have another pen that's more expensive that I use a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I've managed to keep it for like 2 years, which is pretty amazing. Or, you know, fountain pens. Like, I like a fountain pen here and there, but they're a lot of upkeep.
Yeah.
And these ballpoints are just simple as hell. What's your favorite restaurant? This is one of your questions.
Yeah.
My favorite restaurant?
P.S. We're going to get off up here.
Oh, we're getting off here? So are we wrapping this up?
Sure. I don't know. We've got like an hour and a half after this.
Oh my god. I thought we only had like an hour.
No, an hour and a half.
Now I'm mad.
We're like 90 minutes away.
Now I'm angry. No. Did you have any questions? Should I read through yours real quick?
Sure.
And we'll each do one of each other's?
Sure.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on. Restaurant. Whimsical Socks is here.
Yep.
What do I think the next big space discovery, science discovery? What technology has been most detrimental to society? What age I think will be the best to my life? Favorite childhood toy? What do I like most about myself? If you could change something about yourself, what would it be? You have to wear one outfit for the rest of your life. Who's your favorite actor and favorite movie with said actor? If Sicily always wore a sweater, what design would you choose?
That one.
And what's your favorite picture of us? If Sicily always wore a sweater,
yes.
What design would I choose for the sweater?
Yes.
Well, if I'm wearing my four-color demon socks, if these exist in the same world, obviously it'd be matching.
Okay.
Because I think that would be fun.
Okay.
But if it's not that, what would she look good in?
Everything.
Everything.
What's wrong with you?
I'd like her to wear sort of a, what I would call like a dock workers type sweater with like a little hat, a little watch cap. So she'd look like a little sailor.
Oh, I like a little sailor, did we?
Yeah, I think that would be really cute.
Okay.
Is that an okay answer?
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you have an answer for that?
No, I just want her to be in sweaters.
Should I go through mine real quick and pick
one? Sure.
I think I was almost done. Oh, God. Oh, God. Food you love, most people hate. A theme song. A type of candy that would give you Popeye-like effects. The worst T-Swift single. What do you get for a knuckle tattoo? One time in your life, you take a shit from your mouth. Would you rather know the date ahead of time or not? We have a contest regarding getting free stuff. Will you explain this and say who you think is ahead? Favorite Stallone movie? Favorite thing about Demolition Man? If you could expertly perform one magic trick, what would it be? Something you always wanted to buy? Your plan if you had to live in a van? And would you kill baby Hitler?
So what are you picking for me to answer?
I mean, I feel like we might as well go. Well, I really like the poop question. I'm very proud of that. But
I knew that was... Hi, did we?
I think I'm going to go with the what's your favorite thing about Demolition Man?
Ooh.
Or what do you think is the best thing about it?
Peter, I don't super remember that movie.
Oh, man. Is that the best thing about it? You just don't remember it, so it can't be that bad.
Well, I really like Sandra Bullock, so...
Oh, she's pretty good in that. She's wearing some tight little pants. Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
I can't tell if we're going to the gas station or, like, the drive-thru.
We are going to the gas station somehow.
All right.
Right here.
Okay. We're at the gas station. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye.